Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. As children, many of us were often asked what we wanted to be when we grew up. We were encouraged to think big and reach for the stars. We were told we could be anything if we truly set our minds to it. And somewhere along the line, we may have started to feel the pressure of those potential futures. Perhaps we pushed ourselves to get good grades or perform well in sports or activities. At some point, we started to associate our worth with how often we were succeeding. Though the adults in our lives often meant well when asking us to define our futures at such a young age, many of us got the message that life is about what we can produce and how successful we can become. We were ingrained with the belief that the road to greatness is long, narrow, and strict. Getting good grades leads to getting into a good college, which leads to getting a good job when you graduate. Alternatively, performing well on the field leads to getting varsity letters, which leads to getting a scholarship and training amongst the best of the best. No matter the specifics, we learned that the opportunity for greatness has a time limit. And if we haven't reached it by a certain point, it means we may have failed. There's nothing wrong with aiming for the best. And at the same time, we must always remember that the best things take time. There are lessons all around us that teach us to resist this sense of urgency, that we are not running out of time if we don't have a perfect idea or plan of who or what we want to be by a certain age. Everyone moves through life at their own pace, and some of us take longer to set our roots than others. Patience, among other things, is something that oak trees know very well. The name oak tree applies to a wide variety of species. These trees often live at least 200 years and can sometimes grow up to 70 feet tall. This natural monolith is most commonly known for the fruit it bears, acorns. In addition to providing nutrition for a multitude of other forest dwellers, these acorns contain the seeds needed to produce more oak trees. Acorns are undoubtedly valuable to our planet, and yet it can take the oak tree up to 20 years to produce them. 20 years. It can take up to 2 decades for this tree to start producing what it was meant to produce, and yet we never question why a young oak tree might not have acorns. It's like we know intuitively that what it was meant to produce will take time. If we can have this grace for the oak tree, should we not also have it for ourselves? Though we may have more responsibility than oak trees do in the modern world, it's important to remember that we're still a part of the natural world as well. Just as an oak tree changes with the seasons, we change and grow too. And it's okay if it takes 20 years before the smallest acorn-sized bit of what we were meant to bear is revealed. Sometimes we have to grow roots before we can focus on branching out in new and exciting ways. This is not to say we shouldn't dream. It's not to say we can't work toward our goals or be intentional about choosing our education or career paths. It's simply to say that we must remember that we are more than our job titles or what others expect of us. We're more than simply what we produce. We're more than our GPAs or how much money we make at whatever job we have. And by working toward the best versions of ourselves, we are nourishing our souls and the lives of those around us. No matter how long the journey, we should still take pride in knowing that everything we do is a part of who we were meant to become. Some days this may mean that all we do is stay rooted where we are, slowly producing acorn-sized fruits that others may not even notice, and that's okay. Even then, we are doing what we were meant to do in those moments. So the next time you see an oak tree, stop and admire its sturdy trunk and sweeping branches. Take a moment to consider how long it took for that tree to get where it is now. How it started as the tiniest acorn, planted roots, and decided to grow upwards. Imagine how long it took for the leaves to bud and then bloom. How long it was alive before it ever produced an acorn. If its leaves are changing, consider all that this tree has gone through for that to happen. Remember that good things come to those who wait, and that the fruits of your life are more than worth waiting for. The oak tree is in no hurry to embrace the beauty of its abundance, and we should not be either. May nature continue to remind us of this every single day. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you for the rest of the day. What are some goals you are working towards that have taken longer than you anticipated? What can the oak tree teach you about finding beauty in the waiting? Thanks again for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.